Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching that's old school. We're watching yet another episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Out of Luck, and we are going to get this started in 3, 2, 1, go. Out of Luck was the 18th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on July 9th, 2007, written by David Garber and again directed by Vanessa Alexander. Good question.
I don't know. According to legend, that compass has great power and is very unstable. Which in the hands of an evil mind like Moltor's, better get the overdrive team on high alert.
They always are, sir.
All mine. Greetings, Moltor, Blothgar. Welcome, my old friend. So,
who?
It is true. You have found the Piedra Aztec del Compass.
Yes. Behold.
What? I don't know. You could have wished them.
You know how to use it? Yes, of course. Then use it on the Power Rangers.
I've never seen anything quite like this. These readings indicate an energy flow from...
Run!
Right there.
Am I the only one who has a thing about dragons?
Hey, he's got our compass.
Not for long. All right, big guy, hand it over. You can do it the easy way or the hard way.
The hard way.
Oh, okay. Where's Tizon? I will say this with our new director. Oh, we switched over to Sentai footage now, but it's pretty interesting the use of locations and stuff. Ooh!
You think that's the way
I think the Zoo Ranger fought a monster here.
You just make it easier for me. Five of you, huh? Ooh. Let's see how they handle this.
Possibly during Zoo 2, but I don't remember.
Hey, what's he doing?
This is going to be fun. Go ahead. You can't harm me. No way.
We'll see about that.
Just passed right through him.
That's right.
Oh, whoops.
Bow down to me, for with this compass, I control all chi and li energy. I can control fortune, good and bad.
That's ridiculous. Let's get him.
Oh, my lucky day. A gold coin. You just made me mad. And I'm going to make you pay dearly for that. I'm going to remove all your good fortune and replace it with bad luck.
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Now you'll see and feel what the power of the compass can do. You will be cursed with bad luck.
Bad luck?
Watch it slowly destroy you.
Why does he keep calling it a compass?
Man, what was that all about?
You're gonna have bad luck, dude.
Report to my dad. But it looks like we lost that dragon.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. It's more like he left us for a reason. You hit square on Compass's blast. Are you alright?
Well, I don't feel any different. Well, what's a compass gonna do to me, right? I'm already bad at directions.
You guys don't believe that bad luck stuff anyway, do you?
That would be good luck, right?
What kept you guys?
Oh, there's some bad luck.
You're right?
Yeah. Fine.
I told Mr. Hartford about that blast you took.
But what you don't know is that ever since that blast, Max had nothing but bad luck. Like that pole.
The pole broke.
No, it was a faulty pole. It could have happened to anyone.
Yeah, but it didn't. It happened to you.
I don't believe in bad luck, all right?
Wow, we are very lucky this isn't the final episode.
Could happen to anyone. Fine.
Right, it was just another coincidence.
If it's true the compass can bestow bad luck, how is it that
I don't know, Spencer.
Huh?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Good luck charm I thought I'd loan to Max to help him through this.
A t-shirt?
It's not just a t-shirt. It's my grandfather's lucky t-shirt. He wears it when he dives around great white sharks.
Whoops.
You really think a
this sort of happens in the Sentai too, although I think they use different good luck charms.
Well, in that case... my lucky socks.
Ooh.
5 years I've worn them when I race.
Have you thought about washing them?
No way. I mean, what's a little aroma when bad luck is present? Guys, you see Mac? No, why, what's wrong?
Other than that terrible smell in here, I was just walking down the street with him, and I turned around for a moment, and when I turned back, he was just gone.
Fell down a hole?
I wonder where Rose went. She's trying to trick me into thinking I've got bad luck.
She should find a better way.
Oh!
No! I don't believe in bad luck.
Wow, he stuck his head like way into it too. Why is he randomly walking around in his uniform, too? Uh-oh.
Too close. Okay, so maybe I have a little bad luck. I've got to find a way to break this...
Weird definition of little. Oh, don't say that.
Hey, wait, stop! I've got to get out of here fast.
He's lucky the bar didn't break.
Scarf. I wore it when I rode out that avalanche in Austria.
It's my dad's lucky sombrero. Don't ask me why. I didn't ask him.
Ties on? It's my potted plant. I grew it myself. What's this smell?
Yeah, how's that good luck?
I mentioned it earlier. Something reeks. Hopefully.
ready, one or all of our charms will help Mac ward off the bad luck. If we can find him.
That good luck is working already.
I'm picking up a giant flow of negative energy. I wonder what that could be.
Yeah, that's good luck. Toward the park.
I think we just found Mr. Lucky.
Hey!
Mac! Mac!
Hey.
You guys look like you've been at a garage sale.
And you look like the garage just fell on you.
Klaus, we brought you these.
He's wetter now than he was when he actually...
An hour ago, I would have laughed at all of you.
Got hit by the water. Not sure what the plant is for, but okay.
Just put on the socks.
The sombrero is kind of key, because in the Sentai footage, Red gets some sort of a hat for the good luck. Oh, he is wearing socks over the boots. So for some far away shots, it'll probably work.
What are you trying to do? Destroy us with laughter?
You wait and see who lasts last, Motor! Ready! Kick into overdrive! Ha! Mercury Ranger!
Kick into overdrive! Pink Ranger! Kick into overdrive! Yellow Ranger!
Kick into overdrive! Blue Ranger! Kick into overdrive! Black Ranger! Kick into overdrive! Red Ranger! Well, laugh at this!
Oh! Not good.
Show them their bad luck. Us!
I guess it's come to this!
You can't beat me in my good luck charms! I call upon all my luck! Coming at you! What? No!
Where did that come from?
Good luck charms!
I'm okay. Calling on the luck of these smelly old socks!
Hey, watch it!
Come on. Her socks got really short, though. I honestly cannot knock Power Rangers for doing this other than the fact that they chose to do this episode. Because this is a Sentai.
I guess your socks, and by the way, they do stink, aren't working either.
Now you're making me mad.
I still have this scarf, t-shirt, hat, and plant, and my will to see you destroyed.
Enough playing games.
Although I guess they do have to kind of use it, because this seems to be a pretty important plot point with this compass thing, or compass. Okay, that did not work. I like that one, though. Although I think this is directed by a different person, because this is like second unit. That was actually good luck. Okay. The fact that he caught that. That was actually pretty good. The special. Okay. This is a guy in a helmet that cannot see, but the fact that he caught that is amazing. Granted, I don't know how many takes it took to get to that point. Ooh, don't fall. Well, that worked.
Got it. Hey, big guy. No. I believe your luck has changed. Drive, Lance. Let's do it. Hey. Bad luck, buddy. My luck's run out.
Now your bad luck has been removed. Everything's gonna be fine.
How did she know how to do that?
Thanks. And Ty, your plant really is lucky.
Hey, who knew?
Well, so much for this day.
That's what you think. The day's not over just yet.
You know what? When they're Morph, Ty's on is the tallest, but when they're not Morph, he's definitely not. Certainly is a lot of them.
I am. Wanna draw straws? Nah. Let's let Tizon do it.
Yeah.
Trans tech armor. Go. All right. Hey, yeah. Wow. This is amazing. Ford fire.
It's funny. Sometimes he sounds like Billy. Where's the compass? You know, I will give this show credit. Granted, it's because of the Sentai. But they do go back to the original Megazord of the show quite a bit here, even though they've got upgrades. Although I guess they need to start with this to get to the Ultra Zord, right?
Need help.
What?
Auxiliary
swords?
Sweet. Where's the flying one? Okay. Wait, I'm confused what's happening here. Oh!
Now we'll see who has all the luck.
Wait, I am so confused. What did having those swords there do to him?
Something the matter, sir?
It's Mac.
Seems all right to me, sir.
I might need to watch the Sentai to figure out what happened to that thing.
Good or bad, but he was.
Perhaps
no. I don't want to think that could possibly happen.
Okay.
Keep an eye on him, sir.
Okay. So I had a little.
What's up with Mac? Oh, I like Rose's shirt. That's kind of cool.
And my potted plant. Yes, yes, thank you all. But the most important thing is, my bad luck is over.
Maybe not.
See? It's over.
Do these belong to anyone? I found them on the floor of the command center. They had a rather unpleasant odor, so I washed them.
My socks!
Uh-oh.
No!
Seriously, I don't know why I'm getting so hung up about it, but that whole thing with him being surrounded by the auxiliary swords seemed kind of pointless, didn't it? She powered them up, and then they just didn't do anything. Anyway. Well, that wasn't actually a bad episode. It's a little humorous, but I felt like things happened here, and we're getting more mystery about Mac, which will come into play later. But that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode, which is One Gets Away. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.